Well, Governor Jim Pillen has officially proclaimed May as Beef Month in Nebraska, recognizing the essential role that the beef industry plays in the state's economy, communities, and agricultural heritage. The proclamation was signed in Lincoln on April 29 at the Single Barrel Restaurant, with Governor Pillen joined by Nebraska Department of Agriculture Director Sherry Vinton, Nebraska Beef Council Board Chairwoman Rosemary Anderson, and Nebraska Cattlemen President Dick Pierce. And we have the privilege this morning of being joined on the phone by Adam Wagner. He is the Director of Marketing with the Nebraska Beef Council. Adam, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's fantastic day to be celebrating Beef Month in Nebraska, for sure.
I think this is, you couldn't ask for a better time of year to gear up. We're gearing up for the summer grilling season and warmer weather, and we think about, you know, having people over and grilling delicious beef products, of which there are many to choose from in this state of Nebraska, which is really, we're being known worldwide for our beef. I know we've made agreements with other countries to package beef and send it over to them so they can enjoy it, huh?
Yeah, that's right. It's such a good point to make because, you know, here in Nebraska, I think sometimes we can take for granted the fact that we do have such a great product at our disposal. But as you mentioned, Nebraska beef is really recognized not just across the country, but around the world. And alluded to there, we've got contracts and we've got exports going all over the world, Korea, Japan, into South America. And, you know, it's not just the fact that it's U.S. beef, but specifically Nebraska beef. And in fact, there's places in Japan, some of their resorts, where if you walk into their restaurant and order a steak on the menu, you will see that it is from Nebraska on those menus in Japan. So really great that we recognize how great of a product that we raise here in Nebraska and how important the beef industry is to us as a state.
Well, Governor Pillen certainly knows that. He praised the hard work of Nebraska beef producers, processors, and exporters. They make it happen. And he said Nebraska beef is the gold standard. It continues to power our economy, support our communities, and feed the world. It's hard to think of a world that doesn't have the offerings that we're blessed to have because of our hardworking producers.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And again, sometimes we take for granted that we can go into any grocery store from the small communities to large cities here in Nebraska, and we can find high quality beef no matter where we go. I think it's also important to recognize that, going back to the exports, that these countries are exporting our product in. They do appreciate some of the cuts that we don't necessarily, tongue and liver and some of those types of things, mm-hmm. but they're also starting to request middle meats and getting a taste for that highly marbled grain-fed beef that we have here. And so part of what we do with the Beef Council when we do export marketing is education with consumers in those countries so they learn how to prepare beef on a grill, for instance, and how to cook a steak that's an inch thick as opposed to paper thin, which they right. might be more accustomed to. So we have a lot of that goes on, but it's really a testament to the hard work that our cattle women and men do here to raise just a fantastic product.
Well, part of the reason we have you on is talk about this Nebraska Beef Passport. This is the fifth annual opportunity for Nebraska or for people to get involved in this Beef Passport. Talk about what this is, and we have some businesses around here that are part of this program.
Yeah, so this is, like you said, it's the fifth year of our program, and it was really put into place to get people out and exploring Nebraska and just taking advantage of those opportunities to enjoy beef across the state, whether it's at a well-known steakhouse in Omaha or a mom-and-pop cafe in a little community out in central western Nebraska. And so this passport is kind of an incentive program, and it's really more of a roadmap for people to find that great beef. So the way it works is we have this passport set up. This year there's almost 60 locations that include not only restaurants but also meat processors and also just meat shops. And the idea is that you can travel around the state, go to one of those locations, enjoy a beef meal, or pick up your favorite beef product at one of the meat shops, and you'll earn a you'll earn points on your passport, and those points can be used then to redeem them for prizes that we have through the Beef Council. They also qualify as an entry into a giveaway that we have for a fresh beef bundle. So just a lot of fun things keeping people busy throughout the summer, traveling around and enjoying beef from one end of the state to the other.
These passports, they're free, and people can just go to goodlifegreatsteaks.org. That's where they want to go, and that has a list of the locations on it, right?
It does. It has a full list of the locations. One thing that's important to note is that the pass, a few years ago, we added the opportunity to put the pass on your phone. So it's just a mobile pass that you can have. Makes it super easy to collect your points and redeem them. But if you're someone who likes more of a traditional pass, there's the opportunity on the website to print off a paper pass that you can take around with you as well. So they work the same way. One of them has the convenience of a mobile phone. The other one is more of a traditional way of doing it on a piece of paper.
Yeah, and Capone's here in North Platte, one of those locations on the beef passport, Front Street Steakhouse in Ogallala, which my wife and I enjoy once in a while, heading there and having a nice meal. And then I know Main Street Meats is on the list of beef processors there, and we do business with them as well, so those are great places.
Yeah, they are, and they do such a great job. We have so many great places on here that offer unique things, maybe even some of our unique atmospheres. I think about Capone's and kind of the atmosphere around that. Front Street Market, obviously, is very a fun atmosphere for people to go to, on top of the fact that they're going to get a really great beef eating experience when they're there. So, again, just gives people a really fun opportunity to go around, explore the state, and enjoy a great meal or great beef products along the way.
Okay, Adam, I'd be remiss before I let you go to get us salivating here, because I printed out the top five value beef cuts that are perfect for grilling. I think we inherently, as beef lovers, kind of have our own top five. But what is the top five according to the Beef Council?
Well, as you know, we've got a lot of different cuts that are out there, and a lot of people think of middle meats when they look at cuts to throw on the grill. But this summer, we're really encouraging people to check out some alternatives. So a flank steak is a really good option. Top sirloin steak is personally one of my favorite steaks of all time, just because of the flavor and the way that it eats. One thing that a cut that's become a lot more popular here over the last few years is the tri-tip. Sometimes it's harder to find, but if you do get it, it is a fantastic cut to grill, and it's a larger piece that maybe you can use to share among the family or friends. Beef short ribs have also become very popular. And then, of course, if you're here in Nebraska, you've got to check out a flat iron steak if you haven't. Developed right here at the University of Nebraska. It's a really good tender cut, and it's economical as well. So check that one out.
Your website is anybeef.org. Lots of good resources there. If nothing else, if you just want to start salivating and getting ready for your next steak, it's a good place to go with all the beautiful pictures of meat, and all the fixings on your site.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have recipes. Also, the important thing is we also have some cooking instructions. A lot of times people have questions about, well, how do I prepare this particular cut? And so we're here to help with that information as well. And again, that anybeef.org is a great site to go to.
And then the other one for the beef passport, goodlifegreatsteaks.org. And as if we didn't need any more, more incentive to indulge our desire for more beef, I see here that higher protein diets with lean beef can support weight loss and improve body composition, leading to improved type 2 diabetes status in adults. So, you know, anybody who says you're eating too much beef, no, you just point him to that headline.
Well, it's such a great point, Corey, because a lot of times people don't always associate beef with the the healthiest protein, right. But it really is a nutrient-packed protein that's out there that's available for you. It has so many beneficial nutrients involved with it. So, yeah, you're exactly right, and that's part of our mission as well, is to share that positive nutrition message about beef. And so, again, if you want to learn more about that, you can check that out on our website as well.
Adam, we thank you so much for joining us this morning to talk about this. He's a director of marketing with the Nebraska Beef Council. Thanks for your time, and I'm sure you're already planning your next grilling adventure, no doubt.
Yep, this weekend's going to be the perfect time for it. So looking
forward
to it.
You take care, and have a good day. Bye-bye.